When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
By the way, Deontay Johnson was picked up by the Texans today. This is his fourth team, by the way. Steelers, Carolina.
This year.
Baltimore, and now Houston. Houston does that because of the injury to Tank Dell. So that news coming down today is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Zeno's in for Mike today as we've been talking about the Falcons, and we're going to let you hear from Michael Penix and Matthew Judon coming up here in just a minute. We were discussing the all-pro safety discussion because we were talking about Bates and how important he is. And you asked me about, you know, who else has been the all-pro safety. And the first name that came to my mind, I was thinking about in 2012, was Willie Moe.
Willie Moore.
Right? But he wasn't. He wasn't all-pro. He was a pro bowler, but he wasn't an all-pro.
And we're talking first-team all-pro, the one that matters. Correct. Now, last year, Jesse Bates was a second-team all-pro, which means you didn't really make an all-pro team. The all-pro is one team. They do a second and a third, you know, for kicks and giggles to acknowledge guys. But and in reality, the Falcons have never had an all first-team all-pro safety in their entire team history.
So what's crazy is when you start talking about first-team all-pro, Jamal Anderson in 98, duh. Vic Beasley in 2016, all-pro, first team.
Yep.
John Abraham, right? The Predator, obviously, 2010, all-pro, right? That those make sense. You mentioned Julio Jones two times, 15 and 16, all-pro, first team.
Deion twice.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as corners,
that's it. Yeah, you have one other DB.
Tony Gonzalez, first-team All-Pro in 2012.
Roland Lawrence in 1977 was a first-team All-Pro corner.
Yeah, and somebody mentioned Scott Case. A buddy of mine hit me up. He said, what about Scott Case?
Nope.
No. And he was great. Like, there have been some really good players that have played.
I mean, Matt Ryan only made one first-team All-Pro the year he won the MVP.
And so that's what's crazy about it. But Jesse Bates, man, he's been incredible. And to your point, I think he could be and should be this year as you talk about his impact on this team. Let's hear from Michael Penix because he is the talk right now as far as the Falcons are concerned, how he handled things. What did he have to say after the game? He was joined.
Michael, everybody talking about, okay, young guy, first start, all kinds of things. You look like you've been doing it all along.
Yeah, man. It's just the preparation, the work that I put in each and every day. You know, just always staying ready for the moment. I'm blessed to come out with a win today. You know, the defense played a heck of a game. You know, two touchdowns on the defense side of the ball. And then the offensive line doing a wonderful job protecting me so I can get the ball to the playmaker. So, man, it's a blessing. So.
You get a chance to stand there and hand the football to number seven. And he does some stuff with the ball. I mean, you got an angle that's unbelievable. Tell me about what you see.
Man, it's special, man. What he does, you know, the way he makes people miss, you know, he can make somebody miss in a phone booth, man. It's true, man. You see him out there each and every day. He does it in practice. You know, he works extremely hard, and he's just such a blessing to have on the team. So,
how proud are you of yourself from a preparation standpoint? You've been waiting for 15 weeks to get in, but you've been going through all the paces, reading things. When you're standing behind Kirk Becker, you're reading stuff in practice. I talked about how it looked like you've been doing it all along. I mean, you're going from set read to read to read. I know you'll probably give Zach a lot of credit and probably TJ a lot of credit, but tell me about how comfortable you felt.
Yeah, I felt very comfortable. You know, like I said, it's a lot to do with my preparation. You know, Z-Rob and TJ and DJ Williams, you know, they all do a great job, you know, just helping us stay prepared, you know, and always ready for the moment. And also Kirk as well, you know, just seeing how he operated throughout these first 14 weeks and, you know, the way that he operated each and every day, you know, just learning stuff, you know, just as far as when to get to the next read and, you know, how to cancel stuff out so I can be able to make big-time plays. So, you know, it's a credit to all of them, you know, so.
Having played the position, I know it looks cool when you sit up and look up on the Jumbotron and your defense is scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's great, man. It's no better feeling, man. Jesse, he's my locker mate. He told me he got me this week, and man, he showed up big, and I was one screaming loud as I could for him. You know, I was super excited. You know, the defense did a great job. So.
All right, Christmas coming up. You got all the Christmas shopping done?
Yes, I do. I actually do.
Okay.
Everything is done.
Okay, everything's set?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there he is. Well, Michael Penix gave us a Christmas present, got us a W in his first time out. First time the rookie quarterback's won his first start since Matt Ryan. How about that? Appreciate
yes,
you, man.
I appreciate it.
Good stuff with Dave Archer. I was going to say Arch grabbing Penix after the game. Listen, and I think everybody's excited for him. I told you guys this last week. If you're not, you're not a Falcon fan. Like, you're not somebody that's invested and wants to see the best for this football team. To not be excited for an opportunity for the 8th overall pick. And you know, you hear Arch talk about the first win for a rookie quarterback. Well, we haven't had one. We haven't had a first-round rookie quarterback since Matt Ryan. So that is cool for him, and I hope he puts all this in his back pocket, man. But he's got to continue to grow and get better each and every week. And Zeno and I were discussing, you know, when do you know? Like, how many games does it take for you to say, okay, I'm sold? One game's not enough, obviously. You got a good start, good foundation. But I also said if we win out and we get into the playoffs and he plays well, I think it's a testament to we absolutely got the right guy and we've got one that we can count on moving forward. I don't think we got to wait until next season. Now, if we don't make the playoffs for whatever reason, then, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see where this goes. And you mentioned, you know, the whole Cousins thing and the news that got leaked over the weekend about, you know, what the Falcons are going to do before, you know, the June designated one, what's it, June 1st designation. All that's going to work itself out, guys.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to worry about that. There's no point to even having these conversations right now.
I agree.
Deal with the next two games, deal with the playoff game, and see what happens from there. And, you know, it's a long offseason. We'll spend 3 months dissecting that 800 ways to Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.